Dunkettle Interchange. Not really a roundabout, they call it an interchange in Cork. And we've just come onto the River Lee, and I'm driving home from work, and I'm driving home from having collected my darling daughter, who's sitting in the back of the car and who's keeping very quiet as we go home to Glanmire. It's been some day, and this is a little diary note. Might as well share it with you, since I love actually sharing. So what actually happened today? Well, my business partner, Jonathan Am, co-founder of Change Agents, celebrated his birthday in Nando's. And we were very, very lucky. Nando's, by the way, is one of the most powerful brands from South Africa. In South Africa, it is as well known as McDonald's. It is, they think they have over a
McDonald's!
Yeah, well, obviously, my daughter has heard of McDonald's.
I love McDonald's!
She hasn't heard of Nando's.
What's Nando's?
Yeah, she's been to Nando's. She
I
was in it. Nando's in Mahon Point in Cork when the Munster rugby team were there. And she came along. Or if she didn't come on that occasion, she came on another occasion where we had chicken and chips. But they were very, very special chicken and very, very special chips. Jonathan is the guy I'm talking about, and Jonathan's kids were there too.
And it's his birthday today.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Jonathan.
See, that's a lovely thing about having a daughter who is actually interested in Change Agents, the business. She was so interested that she came up with an idea that she thought was even better for the name of the company. And that
Change
name
Angels.
Was Change Angels. She really did think that we should have called the company Change Angels. So that was the high point in the middle of the day where the company went to lunch, and two of our greatest supporters and two of our greatest connections, Aidan Enright and our documentary photographer Roger Overall, came to lunch with us. And we hatched not one, not two, I think three plans during the lunchtime. And we didn't actually set out to hatch any plans, but I think I can remember about two or three plans anyway that were discussed over lunch. And then I went back to the office. In fact, we call it a home, a business home, because it is a house. And there I worked hard on a proposal for a client who I'd like to work for. So I was putting a lot of effort into it. And it was trying to meet a deadline, trying to shift it this afternoon. And I failed. I failed to finish it in time. So I had to leave it about 9/10 finished and get in the car and pick my daughter up. So the potential client won't get it till Monday morning. I wonder, really, is late on Friday afternoon the time that any decent client actually wants to receive a proposal? So I think Monday morning would be a suitable moment for it to land on his in his desk, if you like, or in front of him. And I hope he's going to have a good weekend while I finish off writing it, which won't take very long. So what else went on today? Well, I can't remember, to be absolutely honest. I'm having difficulty driving the car in the lights of cars coming against me. The window of the front of the car fogs up, and I need to press a button and do something about that. So, the main thing is to be glad for the day that has been.
No homework!
No homework, exactly. No homework for my daughter. A bit of business for myself to do over the weekend. But
no!
There we are. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful to be able to put things down on a Friday evening and say, I don't...
No homework!
I don't have to pick them up until Monday morning.
Anyway,
yeah! In now to what I hope will be a nice, warm fire.
Bye-bye!
At home. Bye-bye. Have a great, great weekend.